I was praying about this short talk on sharing group, asking the Lord, what can I say that might be encouraging and empowering? He gave me a picture of her sitting around a table, laden with lovely food. My reactions were the words, taste and see how good the Lord is. That made me say the table prayer in my mind that I've always used. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Our invitation for Christ to join us in sharing this wonderful food, we're making room for a very special guest. This prayer is also a great prayer to begin sharing group. Let's not take it for granted that Jesus will be there. We want to ask him to be present with us. Having invited Jesus into our midst, we give the praise and thanks that he's entitled to, singing, if possible, together, certainly in our hearts, and verbally honouring him with our lips in prayer and praise. And let these gifts to us be blessed. What are these gifts that we're asking Jesus to bless to us in sharing group? Coffee or tea and biscuits? No, I don't think so. What we mean here is a spiritual gift or gifts that God has given us, each one of us, through the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:7 to 11 in the New Living Translation reads, a spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, he gives special knowledge. The Spirit gives special faith to another. And to someone else, he gives the power to heal the sick. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and to another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to know whether it is really the Spirit of God that is speaking. It is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. He wants each one of us to use the gifts he has given to us to bless each other and to strengthen each of us in our walk in the coming weeks and years. What gifts has God given you? Ask your brothers and sisters to tell you what they think are some of your gifts. I remember some 25 years ago, a close brother gave me a word about God making me an encourager of those around me. I just thought, how am I going to encourage anyone when the most I've had from those close to me was to be told, that's not bad, when coming top of my class? So it was pushed out of my mind. A few years later, I had a very similar word and was asked if it rang any bells in my mind. So I said that I had a similar word some years ago. And what my subconscious appeared to have done with it, telling me, that's not for you. Well, that prompted my brothers to say, I feel we should pray for you. I felt a bit embarrassed when four of them sat around me, asked me to forgive those that had used negative wording instead of encouraging words and left wounds that the evil one could use to stop me doing the Lord's calling. Then they asked the Lord to change my heart and to start prompting me to be an encourager. That really made a difference. So often, we don't believe our brothers and sisters when they share something about us, where they have felt the Lord speaking to them about something that we've said or did that has truly blessed them. Not disbelief, maybe, but we have not accepted the word that they had for us, thinking, no, that's not for me. That little voice from the uninvited guest, the evil one sitting on our shoulder, who doesn't want us to listen to God's word, encouragement or prophecy. Maybe our prayer at the beginning should have been, come Lord Jesus, be our guest, and help keep the evil one, the uninvited guest, away from us, so that we may be blessed. How do we go about getting words of encouragement, prophecy, for our brothers and sisters? Do you talk to God between sharing group about each one of your sharing group and how you can be blessing to them? I need to write down what the Lord says to me in prayer to help me to remember. How do you prepare for sharing group? Yes, it is a real joy to prepare for our group and then finding that God doesn't sit quietly by, but puts thoughts and words into your heart and mind. My response so often is, I can't say that. It may be taken badly or something like that. But this is the place He has given us, a small group who have come in love, wanting to hear from God. If you feel you have a word or something similar, speak it out in love. Test your hearing from God by sharing it and see how good the Lord is. God will honour this and increase your ability to hear and to bless. Encourage the person you had that word for to respond. Does it resonate in their hearts? If yes, would they like it to be prayed into their hearts, not just poured over them? I think we men are more reluctant to be prayed for than our sisters. What are we doing about it? So be bold, ask for prayer, step out in faith. God does want to bless you. In Matthew 7:7, keep on asking and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened. Amen.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Rainer and I met community in 1982-3 and have been part of many different sharing groups ever since then. I'm sure that without community and sharing groups, my Christian walk would have been very, very different. A lot of learning and growing has happened for me in an environment that has challenged me, but also has encouraged me tremendously. We are a very diverse group of people in Antioch from very different backgrounds and nations. And if you add to that just the normal diversity of human character and dispositions, it's a miracle that sharing groups work at all. But they do work, not perfectly or easily at times, but because the Lord is with us and He's our focus, so we can minister grace and love to one another. His call on our individual lives has thrown us together. I would not have met any of you outside of community, and that is quite a thought. When we make a commitment to live in community, we also commit ourselves to love and serve one another, and an important part of living out that commitment is being part of a sharing group. It is where we talk about what is going on in our lives, what the Lord is doing with us, and where we share our joys and difficulties. St. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth about being one body, but many parts, with each being important. And because in the Lord Jesus we are one body, we do experience and share in each other's joy and pain. We've seen that in many ways, right through lockdown, the very heartbreaking pain of terrible loss, serious sickness and health scares, isolation, but also the excitement of engagements and weddings planned and babies expected. To be able to share our lives freely, there has to be commitment, trust and loyalty, and a certain vulnerability and dependability as well. And this may sound rather idealistic, and perhaps real life is not quite like that. Sharing group is certainly a place of blessing and provision for us, but it can also be very challenging and hard work. If we love and serve in our own strength, and I'm very likely to do that, we will at some stage get to the end of our abilities, and then it becomes really hard craft. But there is help. We have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead. He's our aid. And with him as guide and helper, we are able to do this loving and serving one another way beyond our human strength. So we have committed ourselves to meet regularly. It's not always convenient or easy, but we do want to try and attend unless we are away or sick or there's an emergency. When we don't show up, we are missed. It helps enormously if we can take a time beforehand to think about our sharing before we get to the group. But of course, it's not always possible. I used to do it on the way in the car, if not before. But we all know that this last year everything changed, so we can go from the kitchen straight to Zoom, and there we are. That was an adjustment in more ways than one. God's call on our lives is to grow in holiness, and we help each other to live out this call in our groups. An important part of this is to worship the Lord in song and praise, to listen to him, to read his word. So often there comes a real peace and rest when we focus on him first and open ourselves to hear him, and then we are better able to hear one another. And hearing one another is a key element in the group. Being attentive with kindness and love is a gift we can bring to each other. Accepting our sisters and brothers as they are is not always easy, but it is what the Lord does for each one of us, and we follow him in accepting the other. Not judging and being patient is part of this accepting. We love each other because Jesus loved us first, and that is our motivation. He alone is the judge. It takes courage and humility to make ourselves vulnerable. And it's not easy, but our relationships go deep when we open up. I have a number of friends who have left community a long time ago and will still comment on how deep the relationships go and how important the relationships formed many years ago still are to them. Being open in our groups is a choice. That's easy for some and a real challenge for others. It may take time to trust others, but unless we step out beyond what is easy, we won't know what a strength and help our sisters and brothers can be. None of us love perfectly, only the Lord can do that. But our hearts are for one another, and we do the best we can. Love one another as I have loved you is what Jesus commands us. We encourage one another to persevere in struggles and be alongside each other in desolate times. Don't underestimate the importance of staying with someone in their pain without being able to change anything except just being with them. Our inclination so often is to say something, but there's nothing we can do very often except be there. We can, however, have faith for one another and hold each other up in prayer before the Lord. And there have been many times when I have felt desolate and forsaken, and others have prayed for me, cried with me, and trusted the Lord for me when I could not. We speak God's truth to one another, the unshakable truth that we are loved and so very precious to Him, and not ever out of His sight and care, whatever it feels like. We can offer this reassurance with all humility when appropriate, and always with love and kindness. Sometimes practical help is needed, a meal provided, some cleaning or ironing done. A message or phone call can make a big difference too. It is quite hard to ask for help when we are struggling, so trying to be aware what goes on with a sister or brother can really help us to meet a need. We know too that the enemy will try to discourage and isolate us or even question a sister's or brother's commitment to us, especially when life is challenging and super busy. Praying regularly for each other in the group and in our prayer times helps to remind us of who we are in the Lord and where we take our identity from. At times, prayer is needed after a sharing, or we pray for each other near the end of our time together, and every now and then it has to be an emergency prayer, like right now. We also take time to celebrate birthdays and honor each other. It's really good to appreciate each other's gifting and strengths and express that too. It encourages and builds up a sister or brother and helps us to appreciate what they bring to our lives. The Lord continually pours out His love and blessings on us, and we want to and can be a huge blessing to one another as we live out what He has called us to, loving and serving one another. And it is in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen.